Good afternoon. High and mid-level clouds are spilling into interior New York and New England today, well out ahead of a warm front approaching from the Ohio Valley. Not much in the way of precipitation associated with these clouds. However, a passing sprinkle cannot be ruled out. Otherwise, on average, skies will be partly sunny today, with temperatures reaching into the upper 60s to around 70 and some lower 70s where we have a little more in the way of sunshine, particularly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. High pressure will track off the eastern seaboard tonight, opening the door for thicker clouds as the warm front makes its way toward us overnight, and rain showers will become more likely as we head past midnight and towards sunrise tomorrow. Low temperatures will be back down toward the 50-degree mark on average. The front, along with a low pressure wave, will track through the region tomorrow with clouds and showers likely from time to time throughout the day. Because of the lack of sunshine, high temperatures will be held back in the upper 50s and lower 60s region-wide. This system will clear through the area on Monday night, and it will dry out, setting us up for a dry day on Tuesday in between systems with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We'll spend the rest of the week tracking a deep trough of low pressure, swinging through the Great Lakes and all the way down to the Gulf Coast. A series of low pressure waves will ride up and along this trough as we head through the mid and latter portion of the week, keeping the weather unsettled. So with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers and even a couple of thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday, highs will be in the lower 70s. There's still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms as the trough itself lifts through on Friday, keeping it in the lower 70s. And right now it looks like we'll start to dry things out with a mix of sun and clouds by Saturday, and high temperatures will stay in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Rio Grande Valley and deep south Texas, and a marginal risk from the Texas Big Bend area east to the mouth of the Mississippi River. As a cold front lingers over the deep southern part of Texas through the day, storms are expected to develop over northern Mexico, while heating and destabilization occurs in advance of a mid-level jet stream shifting east into the region. With low-level east-southeasterly flow beneath mid-level southwesterlies, shear sufficient for rotating updrafts suggests that severe may spread out of Mexico and into portions of Texas, mainly near the Rio Grande Valley late in the day. Large hail and locally damaging winds will be possible, while a tornado cannot be ruled out. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Aspen Springs and Climax, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy, mid-60s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 92, set in 1941, and the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m., sunset this evening 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, thickening clouds with showers developing tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s, thickening clouds with showers developing tonight in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, thickening clouds with showers developing tonight and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 70, thickening clouds with showers developing tonight and lows near 50. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs right around 70. Thickening clouds with showers developing tonight and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers near 60. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm, lower 70s. Another chance at a few showers and thunderstorms Friday in the lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday with highs staying in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.